If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush will join us in the 7 o'clock hour for the rest of the show.
Okay.
We also have special guest Mark Manning, Nebraska wrestling coach, today in the 7 o'clock hour for their home opener tomorrow night against Army. Sip?
Army, number 23 Army. Coming in here.
Bud Crawford will be on the scene for that.
How about
that is right?
How about that is right? Bud Crawford just doing what he can for the athletic department.
We appreciate everything. I hope that they do as well. Everybody involved.
I'd like to see Bud come in this show.
Yeah. Hey Bud, if you're out there, you're always welcome to sit in any of these seats.
Come here, in here.
In studio.
I'll show him a few things.
What are you going to show him?
Jab.
You're going to show him how to...
Jab.
Now, well, he could preview and see how you're doing. Like, he'd assess your skills, right?
Right, or I can assess his skills.
That's true.
I think that's what I was
kind of expert over here. Steve Sipple can assess the skills here.
Okay, how are you doing, Jake?
I'm fine. Great. Doing dandy.
Are you?
Yeah. How are you?
How was your day yesterday?
Good day yesterday.
This is idle chit-chat.
It was a busy day. I had a lot of stuff to do, a lot of work yesterday.
This is idle chit-chat.
Yeah, I did have an idle chit-chat. I thought it was worth mentioning that...
Please.
I have not played golf for a month, which is fine. It's November. But yesterday, I thought, okay... It's getting dark early. It's a rare nice day left in the month. I'm going to go play the par 3 course at Wellington Green, 70th and South.
I used to live over there.
Not anymore, but I'm still a member of the golf course because of the HOA fees you pay. Okay. We own the townhouse, everything. Anyways, I go play golf before I pick up Scotland. Her daycare's right over there as well. And I run into a guy, retired fella named Ray. Get to talking with Ray. Ray lives on Wellington Greens. Ray is a retired pastor, used to be a pastor for the Seventh-day Adventist Church across the country. Ray was wearing a Boston Red Sox hat. So, of course, I asked, must be from a Boston guy. Well, lived there for 21 years. Gets to talk and sip. Apparently, in the Boston area, if you are a pastor, you can go to Red Sox games for free. So I said, all right, Ray, here's the question. They play 81 home games a year in the regular season. I didn't ask about the playoffs, but in the regular season. He's like, are you telling me that you went to about 80 Red Sox games for free for 20 years? Like, yeah, I did.
Really?
The man was basically a season ticket holder for free because he was a pastor in Boston.
Wow. Wonder why they...
Now, you go to stuff for free because you're a journalist. You cover the games. That's different.
Different.
He is a fan in the stands because he was a pastor in the Boston area.
Wow.
I thought that was a pretty remarkable story.
I wonder how many pro sports franchises or teams in general allow pastors to go for free.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
He said he missed only a couple games a year. So he was probably going to at least 75 of 81 home games a year for free.
Which is a huge commitment, by the way.
Now, he said there wasn't you didn't have a guaranteed seat, but it was never completely sold out, so you could find a spot. It was like basically general admission, standing room only. Here, you're in the ballpark. You want to walk around? Walk around. If you want to find a seat, so it's open, grab a seat. But that's a lot of money you've saved, a lot of memories to have for basically Nothing besides concessions, I assume.
A ton of memories.
Right. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is. I don't even know how to size that up in my brain. I can't. I don't have any. I have done nothing of that sort. You can't compare going to the. No, I'm working. It's not the same thing at all.
Right. He's not working.
Plus, it's 80 games, not six or seven. Yeah. You know, home games.
Yep.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty awesome. Like, I can't imagine being that person that was going to all these games for free.
It's quite a
not
time.
Cheating the system. You're invited. If you're a pastor in that area, they said you're invited to the games for free.
It's a time commitment too.
But that's fun though.
You're 5 hours, 6 hours. Isn't that about what that
you
would
say
be?
Lived very close to the stadium.
Okay, so it wouldn't be six, probably right. More like five.
You didn't have to drive to the suburbs or fight traffic. So basically you could walk home essentially.
I mean, a game is last no, it always lasts 3 hours for sure.
Yeah.
And usually more than
now,
that.
Well, nowadays, it's like almost like 2.5 hours.
Okay, so it's changed.
With the speed, with the pitch clock, it sped things up. But that was, we're talking about before the pitch clock 20 years ago. A long game, sometimes 4 hours or more.
Okay, so I wonder, so you're saying for, this was 20 years.
21 years, yeah.
So he wouldn't have, I mean, the times that I used to watch the Sox were longer than that ago.
I think he said he moved back in 2014, so he's been back, so this is like from, I don't know, 1994. Three to 2014, essentially.
So what I'm saying, some older people out there will remember like Carl Yastrzemski, Carlton Fisk. Now I'm doing the old man thing. I wonder, I don't think he went back that far.
No, he wasn't there the whole time.
Fred Lynn. Do you recognize any of those
Yeah,
names?
I know that name. Heard the name. Anyways, that was cool. Ray, nice guy, retired pastor, 21 years of free Red Sox games.
Did you play golf with this
I did, man? Yeah. I played with, you know, nine holes, quick nine holes.
That took?
Par three, about 40 minutes or so, 42 minutes to be exact, thank
got
you.
Got your golf fix.
Yes, and I hadn't played for a month. I was like, you know what, I just want to, I don't need to go hit the driver, give me the wedges, give me the putter, let's get the swing back for a second, and it was fun.
Good. That's good. You had, so that's fun.
And also one more thing, John... Please. John Lincoln says, did your haunted TV turn itself on again last night, Jake? No. Did not hear any sort of random noises from the living room this morning or last night. Slept fine.
Don't have a cat.
Nope. No
cat. A cat.
There's no pets involved in the house.
A pet could have hit the controller. The what do you call the?
Remote.
The remote.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
Hmm. Nothing hit the remote.
No, I'm telling you, there's something weird happened two nights ago.
Really odd.
Last night, normal.
I wonder if it just fell weird or something.
No, it did, the remote was where it was at. Like, it was on the table where we left it at. So nothing fell from the ceiling. Nothing fell from the table. It was
okay.
Someone says it might have been a TV reset that happens once
there
in a while.
I'm
hoping it was just that or just some random glitch.
Well, I don't think
it doesn't explain why the volume was so high, though. The volume, we never have it at that level of volume. That was weird. Which would indicate to you, did somebody push the, you know, did something fall on the volume? But no, there's nothing by the remote on the table.
You don't think there's someone in your home?
I hope not. I think a ghost, if anything.
Why would they turn the TV on?
To spook you.
Hmm. Or, nothing was missing.
No.
Nothing was missing.
No.
You're upstairs.
I'm on the main level, same level as the TV.
Okay.
I could hear it through. I was telling Elizabeth last night, I said, I don't think we usually, if I'm in the bedroom and you are watching TV, I don't think I can usually hear even the rumblings of the TV. Like, oh. It was, I could hear through the sound, through the wall two nights ago, how loud that thing was. Hmm. So it was really loud.
Never had anything like that. Never had anything like that.
I hope you don't. Spooky.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Kind of gets your blood going.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Yeah, love it.
Get your blood
waking
going.
Up at 4 saying, why do I hear talking in the living room? Love that.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Nobody was in there, though.
No. Nope, we're all good.
I don't have idle chit chat. I know one thing we could do though, and I don't know why we don't do it. I did hear idle chit chat, like real idle chit chat, the other day.
Yes, you brought this up to me a text.
I don't know why. No, did I?
Yeah,
did I over at the mill? You can just sit there.
Oh,
you can just sit at the mill and listen to Luke talk to the customers, and it's or Luke or whoever's working. Pure idle chit chat.
Yes,
I mean it's just
that's
pure.
What coffee shops are meant.
Yeah.
Four, right?
It's just idle chit-chat all day long. I don't know. I couldn't be a barista. Like, God almighty. In about an hour, and I'd be like, okay, that's enough idle chit-chat. But everybody that comes in, he says, hey, how you doing? How about the weather? You know, it's that.
You know, on that note, Sip, I feel bad for the baristas. Not just here, any coffee shop. Because, you know, there's regulars that don't have the filter to stop talking or go away.
Is that right?
It's honestly like the barista's their friend.
Yeah.
And so in that role, yes, you've got to serve a lot of coffee, but you also have to navigate a conversation that might exist the exact same thing every day for a long time.
Like a bartender.
Basically so. Basically so.
But you could pick up idle chit-chat, and they do the weather. I've heard it over there. That day that I told you, there was a weathered idle chit-chat. Like you would find.
You told me this is an all-time real idle chit-chat.
Yeah, it's all-time real.
At the countertop. I love that.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, this turned into a segment for us because of what you hear just at the store and stuff. Oh, it's painful. I got issues.
No, you're all right. Jim in Indiana says, Jake, I'm flying out to the game here in a few hours. Can you ask if there's any sort of tailgates I should visit while I'm in L.A.? He says, is there a Blur tailgate? I can tell you firsthand, Blur tailgates, which does a great job here in Lincoln, goes to one game a year. They went to the Cincinnati game in Arrowhead. Blur will not be in L.A.
Oh, you know that.
So you will not have. I know this is the trip that the Alumni Association is going on. So we had advertising on the station back in September and August for the trip to L.A. So I know that you can find stuff through the UNL Alumni Association for tailgates. But Blur will not be out in L.A.
Notice he didn't ask me the question.
Well, you don't tailgate. You go right to the game, and that's fine. You come do the pregame show, which we appreciate greatly. Then you're on to the game. We'll call you for the segment on Saturday.
At what time?
At your time, that'll be 3 p.m., 5 p.m. this time.
3 p.m.?
3 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
We'll call you.
Good to know.
For 20 minutes or so.
That's where we're ready to roll.
Just making sure you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll call you firsthand.
I like doing business on air.
We
and
do
I'm
that.
Not joking. I do. I wish I could do all the business we do on air. 3 p.m.
3 p.m. I'll call you. 5 p.m. this time.
I'll remember. I'll be watching the Iowa game, the Iowa-Oregon game.
Which Iowa's going to win. And I hate that. I'm not an Iowa fan. I'm just telling you. No, I'm not. Iowa's going to win that football game.
A little maybe?
No.
Kind of like the?
Nope.
Like the Steelers uniforms?
No.
Grew up sort of like.
I don't mind them, but I'm not an Iowa. No, I don't mind the Steelers uniforms. They're similar. You're right, but no.
Always a fan of Ed Podolak?
No.
Do you recognize that name? He does.
I know who Ed Podolak is. Yes,
sorry.
I know Ed Podolak.
I love it when you yell at me.
Not a complete dunce over here, but minor dunce, you know.
It reminded me of when I told you somebody was coming on. I said, ask good questions, and you barked at me.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Make sure you ask good
questions. I
know
how to ask questions.
I've been doing this for 6 years.
Well, like 13 now. But yeah,
I know, but it was seven years ago.
Okay.
Coffee's better today.
I got coffee for you back there.
I know. I had two cups yesterday. I was going through McDonald's at 9:15. Okay, so the show, I have one cup, then two cups, then three cups. And I was going through the McDonald's line yesterday at 9:15 a.m., and I was talking to Sean. I said, I'm getting my fourth cup of coffee. And he said, that's not good.
That sounds like a lot.
That's not a good thing for you.
And you didn't sleep last night.
Yeah, didn't sleep last night. I don't know. I can't explain that. But yeah, four cups of coffee before 10. I think people do that.
This right here, what I have is a thermos. That's basically two cups of coffee. So I probably join you in the four before.
Well, I get this.
I think this is more though.
Okay.
So I think we're on the same page.
What do you call that thing again?
It's a thermos.
It's not some other fancy name.
It's a smaller thermos. You know, tumbler, something like that. Tumbler.
So you'll do.
Yeah, I drink too much coffee.
Okay, you do drink too much coffee.
I do, but it's fine. Here I am still every morning.
What would you do without it?
I could survive.
Could you?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it, but I could survive.
I don't. It's quite.
I have thought about doing a caffeine reset sometime soon, just to see how
good
I can
do.
Good
luck with that.
I know. I'm going to have a headache.
God only
knows. A
lot
of water, maybe some ibuprofen to deal with that. But in general, you know, if it's a vice or something you're hooked onto, you got to fix that. You know.
Okay. Well,
got to figure that out.
Like I said, good luck with that. There's no way I'm doing
it. Then if you do cut it out for a month, you know, a week or so, then you get back on. It should actually have an effect. Like to me, I don't think coffee affects me anymore. It's just a nice warm beverage I have in the morning.
I don't think
it actually gives me a jolt at all. I think I'm past that point.
Oh, I can tell you it gives me a...
Like, I could probably have a cup of coffee at 9 p.m. and go to sleep just fine.
It resets me. If I don't have it, It's not good. You know that.
I have said, make sure you get, yeah, for you, it still works. I just don't think for me, it actually does anything anymore. It's just, again, something to drink that's warm.
There was that moment when I was coming a few, remember that years ago
yeah.
when I was coming in, I was late and I was on the phone with Missing Tooth Gray.
Right.
And I said, I'm just going to have to go in and skip the coffee. He goes, no. He goes, no. Be late.
Be late. And you know what, Greg? You're right.
Right. He said, no. Be late.
Now you can do that because we have coffee here that you're fine. You can drink the coffee I make for you in the morning.
That was the old yes. the old school show.
I don't think we had coffee at that point.
The old school show. How come we didn't have coffee? That's weird.
Well, we did. We had the coffee maker. I don't know when that showed it up, but that was probably prior to that, though, to be fair.
Yeah, because there were some shows we had where I was unbearable without coffee.
Yes, I remember. I recall.
Unbearable. Like to deal with.
We have resolved that issue. Make sure that never happens again.
Oh, it'll happen. You know that.
But less often.
Yeah.
Not as often.
I will be unbearable.
Oh, yeah. I know. Will in Fullerton at Apply Connect says, my health improved when I switched to one cup of coffee a day. Just one.
I wonder how my health would improve.
Well, you won't know if you don't try it out.
I told you I had that checkup and the doctor called. I went to the doctor for the first time in years and years. You know, since pre-COVID, I finally went in because they were threatening to cut off my prescriptions. So, yeah, they held a gun to my head.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And I had to go in and get a checkup. And she called and said, this is remarkable. You have nothing wrong. There's no issues. All your things are good.
You are the healthiest man in the history of the world.
She said the words, it's remarkable. You have nothing.
Well, maybe coffee is your saving grace then. Maybe that's what's making you so healthy.
I don't drink a lot. I think that's it.
The occasional smoke. Corona.
Yeah, I don't
smoke. Modelo. Coors Light.
Coors Light and Corona, not Modelo.
You've had Modelo before?
I've had probably three in my lifetime.
You told me about all three of them. Yeah. So,
I'm
aware of them.
I wanted to do Modelo, and I couldn't. I like Corona way better, way better.
Well, that's good. That's why, yeah. You know, it's a free country. Do what you want with that.
We are a free country.
We are. A couple of things before we move on. Someone says, I drink a 32-ounce coffee every morning, splitting headache if I miss it.
Got it.
Hayden, I might suggest.
What?
You and I both look at the coffee, the
Would
caffeine
you stop
reset.
With the reset? Why?
Because what if you don't have ability to drink coffee one morning? Like, what if you're just like.
Okay, that's fair.
Can you survive without it?
Like, yeah.
I'm not telling Hayden how to live his life, but I think in terms of both of us, I'm on the same page as you, Hayden. Like, I'm considering a reset of sorts.
I would not advocate a reset because there are days when I don't have a coffee until 1 or so, travel, whatever it is. The circumstances dictate it, and I'm fine. I get a headache, and I feel weird, but it's not anything that would keep you from living a semi-normal life, right?
Yeah.
You can still
you
do
can
it.
Do it, and then yeah. It gets better.
There was a
it
time.
It gets better the days after.
We're in the midst of idle chit-chat, and we are deep in it. There was a time in Minneapolis, and McKeever would verify this, Kurt McKeever. I was with Kurt McKeever. We are in Minneapolis, and we are covering. I think it was the Nebraska women were in the NCAA tournament, basketball, but there was something else, and we were there for a period of days, like 4 or 5, and I was working out of a... I was working out of a bagel shop, and there was one day for some reason, I know the reason, I just didn't recognize it at the time. Back then, I was drinking Red Bull. I mean, just Red Bull after Red Bull.
Yuck.
And that day, I was working, and I had the most god-awful headache one of the most god-awful headaches I've ever had. And I said it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I said to McKeever, I don't know if I can keep going. This is killing me. And he goes, have you had any cat?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self, with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/early break. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Caffeine today. And I said, no. He goes, well, that just here.
Have some.
Get a Red Bull. I drank a Red Bull. And I mean, I drank a drink of Red Bull and the headache disappeared.
See, isn't that a problem, though?
That seems like, a problem.
It helped in that moment, but that's.
I mean, it literally was maybe not one drink, but like not even the can of Red Bull needed to be finished before. Oh yeah, I'm fine. Okay, let's go. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 1 o'clock, the body was like, hey, what are you doing now?
I wonder if people would say, listen, you can still have your coffee fix, but maybe you do the decaf where it's.
No.
You can have your warm beverage.
Are you kidding me?
You want that? It's like,
stop
hey,
with I'm, the I'm warm not, beverage.
It is a
like,
warm
just
beverage.
Just get some cocoa or something.
Don't need, oh, that's sugary then. We want people, you know, they want stuff that's something that.
Why
sugar.
Would you even suggest decaf coffee? I would not.
If people say
a
I
warm beverage,
no, like Joe and Boulder says, I love waking up before anybody else and having a cup of coffee.
Right.
He's fine with the caffeine. I'm saying if you are a caffeine addict and you want to have that moment of you're by yourself and it's why you start the day, but you don't want to be hooked on caffeine, then I guess try decaf. See how that works.
Huh.
I don't think I'll be going that direction soon, but that's in play.
Huh. That's like now. It's very similar to me suggesting to you to drink non-alcoholic beer. Yeah. Very similar.
Let's drink O'Doul's.
How about some O'Doul's?
Good.
How about some O'Doul's?
I've had it before. It's not terrible, but I don't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's horrifying.
It's not the worst thing I've ever had. That is Idle Chit Chat.
That's a lot of Idle Chit Chat.
Sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag. Runs the whole show, custom application included. Learn more today about Joey and his team in Bertrand at 738ag.com. We played some audio yesterday from Dana Holgorsen about Nebraska being, I guess, a, quote, run-first team now.
Seemed did you have that audio?
I don't have it pulled up right now.
No, I'd like to for people to hear that, but that's okay.
I can find it again. But in the meantime,
yeah.
I want to use that and, I guess, Emmett Johnson's success as an overall look at Don and Raiola, because Raiola is, you know, Dylan of course has his, you know, has his own ups and downs, but Donovan has been someone that has been hounded routinely by this fan base for not being good enough on the offensive line. If I was Donovan right now, I'd say, hold the phone. Hold the phone. Wow. Hang on, critics.
Right.
What do we keep talking about having the old, one of two people in the country that has 1,000 yards rushing. The leading rusher in the Power Four, of course, in the Big Ten. And I'm the problem?
It's me.
Don't you think that conversation has subsided?
A little bit, but you know, Nebraska still has given up high sack numbers. 9 sacks to Minnesota, 7 to Michigan. The last two games has been better against USC, Northwestern, only 1 per game. But it's subsided, but people always have it at the ready to say if something goes wrong, oh, Donovan, not good enough. I think Donovan's got some ammo for himself that I'd listen to right now saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't think I'm that bad, Nebraska fans.
He has. I am going to suggest that the last 2 weeks or the last two games, that criticism has subsided on message boards, etc. There's no doubt that you can say that. You can, if you're defending Donovan, all you got to do is point to Emmett Johnson.
Yep.
It's a little more complicated than that because protection, it's still a pass protection conversation too. And I wouldn't say their protection is great.
I would not either, but I would say, and this is going to sound as criticism of Dylan, but I'm just, this is a fact.
No, this is where we're going to go. This is where we spar.
That,
go ahead.
That I have seen in the NFL, which I watch a lot of NFL football, I've seen some average to bad offensive lines, that great quarterbacks who are elite at avoiding pressure make the O-line look better than they are.
Yeah,
right?
I see that, yeah.
Now, Dylan, we have asked before, you and I, and you're a part of this as well, we've asked him to climb in the pocket and buy some time. And I understand that there's not always time to climb in the pocket.
And there's not even a place to climb a lot of the time.
Correct.
I mean, if you look at the injury, that was a great example of people, first of all, people saying, C-Sip, he holds the ball. That's why he got hurt. No. Look at the play. Watch the play. The pocket collapsed quickly. Like one count, two count, collapse. Okay. And then there's nowhere to climb. There's nowhere. There's massive bodies in front of him. No, I'm going to defend Dylan on this. You're leaving out a key part of the conversation.
I'm not trying to say I'm attacking him. I'm just saying that.
But you're leaving out.
I speak on behalf of the fan base. I know not all that, but on this one, saying that the frustration with the sack totals is high. And that's not all on Donovan. It's not all on Dylan. It's a combination of both. Right?
Yeah.
But not one person or one group's at fault. It's a combination of
right.
The quarterback's fault and the O-line's fault.
There you go. Now, as far as that conversation, I always have this conversation with Rob and Sean about Dylan holding the ball, and we go at it pretty hard on it. And I thought it was critical what Dana Holgorsen said the other day when he said we're not able to get through our progressions. Because why? There's nobody open. All right? So he's got to wait sometimes and for guys that don't get open. And then he gets sacked. And that's an operation issue. Now, at this point, you're going to hear people on the text line, read people on the text line saying, oh, there's Sipple defending Dylan Raiola again. Yeah, I do. Because I'm not.
You should defend him.
Yeah, and I'm not. You know what? I'm not doing this thing what he did with Adrian Martinez, where he just piled on him for all of the ills of the program. I'm not doing that to the quarterback. That team has, that offense has issues that range way beyond him holding the ball a tick too long.
But
and then the fan base saying, "Oh, he holds the ball too long," and that's the big problem.
This is why I'm going back to Donovan, though. I know you're feisty. It's fine.
I'll check myself.
Check yourself. But that's why I'm going back. Is that in those moments? Yes, there's been anger at Dylan for holding on the ball, but this also goes back to this line stinks. The line can't protect.
Yeah, it's not true though.
But when you have Dylan, when you have Emmett, that's first in the Big Ten and only one of two backs in the country with 1,000 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's where it gets odd and just kind of an odd conversation.
Pretty good Pretty good run blocking unit. Now you got to ask yourself too, how many yards after contact does he get? A lot. But I think they've performed well in the second half, the second half of this season as it stands right now, and just see how it goes in the last four games, regular season and bowl game. But yeah, I think there's a pretty good run blocking team, and they've overcome injury too, which is that depth at tackles paid off. You got to give Donovan credit for that stuff.
So back to what you were saying about the long developing routes.
Yes.
Joe in Boulder chimes in.
Our friend
who gave us Bucky's gear.
Friend.
He says, I still contend it's Holgorsen's play calling that is the problem. I think it's coaching malpractice to to call long developing plays when you know you can't protect your quarterback. Mike Schaefer had ran about this before. I couldn't agree more about the whole idea.
Boom. I agree with that. I mean, I don't disagree.
And Bill has talked about quick game. And we saw some quick game the last 2 weeks, right?
They're getting the ball out more. And they're leaning on Emmett a little more. So, yeah, I mean, I coaching malpractice, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to look at it a little more closely. I wouldn't say that. But Joe's right. Why do you call long developing routes when the protection breaks down, when the protection's not good? And for a period there, it was terrible. And but again, now one sack apiece by the opponent the last two games. And what am I doing? What's that sound I'm making? And then Emmett piling up yards.
Right.
So you'd have to say those guys are getting it done up front. And you don't hear the discussion as much now.
And now it's going to be interesting because we pointed out that we all know Latif is a better runner than Raiola. That's not me taking a shot. It's just factual.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we'll see again how the play calling looks and how the O-line looks when you have more of a, again, as Holgorsen said, we're more of a run team now. Well, if you're having success running the football, now your backups aren't doing a lot with Mosey and Mekhi Nelson. But as you pointed out, when you look at these numbers of Emmett being second in the country, but overall as a team, you're low, it's because you don't have the QB rush yards mostly. Right. That's more than the backup running back. I think it's almost more. Mm-hmm. Look at UCLA. Their leading rusher is their quarterback, Nico Iamaleava.
By far. You're exactly right.
How does that change the way this offense looks and how does the old line get looked at these next 3 weeks when you have this kind of offense?
Well, I'm going to say significantly, while being tempted to say drastically, I mean, you're going to see read option, zone read.
Absolutely.
Now, Dylan can run it, but it's not very convincing. You know, it's hard for him to run it because nobody thinks he's going to pull it, you know. So you don't run it very often. I would think they'll run that an appreciable amount where you're like, oh, yeah, they're running zone read now, you know, and we'll see what that looks like. I think you'll see way more RPOs, you know, in him getting out of the pocket and making decisions.
Which is tough. It's tough to defend. Bill has said those are tough to defend, RPOs.
Right, pain in the butt.
Running quarterback, that's very hard to stop.
Right. Now, all that's well and good, but you have to see now, and we don't know how to assess Latif yet, because all we've seen is him against Akron and Houston Christian, and the way I regard that is it doesn't count, because that's not Big Ten defense. It's not even close. It's not even in the – Houston Christian's not even in the same world. As UCLA.
And no one would argue that, though.
No. So now what's Latif look like? Okay, we know he's going to be able to run. We know he's going to be able to scramble and get yards. Now, there's about three things that I'll be looking for. First of all, can he take these hits? Because he's going to get whacked. And they're going to be intent on whacking him. Okay? He's a freshman.
He did have three fumbles that didn't lose, but he did. It was accounted for three fumbles against USC in the second half.
Right. He's got to take care of the ball. That's four things, actually. There's four things on my mind. He's going to get whacked. How does he hold up?
Two.
Does he take care of the ball? All right. Is he going to take care of the ball? That's probably the most important thing. How is he operationally? The operation's really important. Getting to the line of scrimmage, getting plays in on time. How is he with the headphones? How does he take that information? You wouldn't know that, but they will know it. What is he like? Does everybody look confused? I've seen that. Okay, so how's he operationally? Then the fourth thing, can he complete passes downfield?
Yep.
I mean, it's nice to have a running quarterback, but he's going to have to probably at times make some tough completions downfield.
Not just that, but how about on third down?
Third down throws. Yeah, third down throws. And I'm not even talking shots. I'm talking 10 to 19 yards.
Yep.
10 to 19 yards.
It'd be nice to have the deep ball, but yeah, hit something exactly like that.
He's going to have to throw some balls in the tight windows. What's that look like?
Yeah, don't be afraid to throw in the middle of the field.
Right.
Have the arm strength to hit the out routes.
Mm-hmm. So
that's why we're all excited to see what this looks like. I think people are very high on Latif and what he can do, but then again, you want to, you got to prove it on the field.
Go against, back to
like
Emmett,
you said,
though.
Not Akron and Houston Christian.
Go back to Emmett. How about Emmett? How much? Well, this always speaks to what we always talk about. A run game takes pressure off everybody. Everybody. It takes pressure off the AD. I mean, it takes pressure off. It takes the whole operation. It takes pressure off of. And so Emmett is so valuable, and now he's really valuable in this game because he takes pressure off of the rookie quarterback.
Absolutely.
Who's pressed into duty. There, by the way, UCLA's rush defense is 124th nationally, 18th in the Big Ten.
It's gotten better. It had a rough, we mentioned that the New Mexico game, they get 296 in the ground, or 298, excuse me.
Yeah.
So they're not good still, but they've gotten better on run defense.
Still last in the Big Ten.
Still not good, though.
So you can probably make hay against them.
Yes.
And they'll try. But yeah, no, this running quarterback thing's very intriguing. It's a very intriguing. I mean, the game is really intriguing now, you know.
This might surprise you, but we have a text from Wet Blanket on the text line.
WB.
WB's with us. He's like, I just want to try to interject some more facts into the conversation here. It says, Nebraska ranks 91st in the country in yards per carry.
Okay.
They have given up the 11th most sacks in the country per game.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good O-line play. Emmett Johnson is second in rushing yards because he is an excellent player who is fourth in the country in rushing attempts. You can say that, but it's still, you can't dog the O-line completely for his success.
He's got 1,000 rushing yards, WB.
1,002.
Yeah, 1,000 rushing yards. And the last two games, yeah, that over the course of the season, they had a lot of protection problems, but in the last two games, they haven't. Because they changed the way they called the game a little bit.
Yeah, I want to make clear. I'm not sitting here saying that Donovan is fixed and the O-line is wonderful. I'm saying the conversation is different than it was for so long because of the success of Emmett Johnson.
It's different.
Like, this is a feather in the cap of Raiola saying, hang on a second, am I really the worst thing going here? Because this indicates otherwise.
WB, I think the conversation is a classic example of football's complexity. You just can't point to one group, or you can't point to one group and the quarterback. It's everybody. Remember against Minnesota when they allowed 9 sacks? Emmett Johnson.
How could you forget that?
Emmett Johnson gave up 3 of them.
Yep.
And then 2 of them, okay, WB, 2 of them, the quarterback held the ball, and you could almost argue 3 of them, because that gets you to 6. And so now 3 of them are on the O-line. But you look at it, and your brain tends to say they gave up 9 sacks. It's all on the O-line. No, it's not like that. Football's not like that. And it often is. It's not. What Bo Pelini used to say. He loved it because it's what? The ultimate team game.
It is.
There's just not very often can you point to one player or group and say that's the problem. It's usually, especially when you go up 9 sacks, something that extreme, it's not just one. It's not just the tackles.
No.
Now, I would say this against Michigan. It's pretty much a tackle.
The tackles
issue.
Had a rough day.
It was rough. And they had 7 sacks.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Last one before we get to break. Chris at the Baldwin Shop says, Dylan is a stationary target. Nebraska's championship teams were built with running quarterbacks, and Emmett began to emerge late last season. So, that's Chris at the Baldwin Shop. Long-time football watcher.
It's true. I mean, you know, they're running a much different offense.
Yes.
At that point.
They were.
But this is exciting. It's an exciting game. I mean, I hate to say it that way because Dylan's hurt and I feel badly and he went to New York and had surgery yesterday. I assume that all went well. I hope it all went well. And, you know, you don't want that to happen, but it has created fortunately, in some ways, created an interesting storyline going to UCLA.
Correct.
Which I think is a big game. I say every game's big, though.
The spread's down to 1.5 in favor of UCLA.
Yeah, it's just shifted. I saw 1.5 yesterday.
Let's see what it is this morning.
It's shifted.
As of right now, this morning, UCLA is back to 2.5 point
favorite. Oh!
So it shifted back up.
Hmm.
But, I know you're hungry. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, where would you send breakers to?
I'd go to Early Break.
Early Break. That's the show.
Early Bird.
Early. Yeah.
I go to Early Bird.
Early Bird.
I see. Early,
via
bird.
Early Break. Yes.
God, Jake. Early Bird. The Bird. Not the late bird, the early bird, as Bill would say. Bill, are you listening?
Yes, he's listening. They've got free and spacious parking, 19th and K, downtown Lincoln. They've got a variety of options. We're talking about breakfast nachos, yeah. breakfast tacos, mm-hmm. waffles, French toast, pancakes.
Sausage.
Different types of scrambled eggs also. And why would you not get the world famous hash hole?
Hash hole.
Hash hole.
That was for Bill.
Yeah, that was for Bill. Stop by today. It's open all the way to 2 p.m. every day of the week, 6:30 to 2. Early Bird at 19th and K. When we come back, Sip, there is still hope in this world for good non-conference games because of something that happened yesterday. We'll tell you what that was next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.